Well, let's dive in, Ruben. So I was reading some of your stats, and I'm not going to claim to be someone who knows a whole lot about football, but you've got some impressive stats. It's more than 3,500 yards, 19 touchdowns, and 7-season career in the NFL, and then, of course, culminating in your Super Bowl win with the New York Giants in 07. So that's super impressive, but also like a lot of strain, right? Physical.
Oh, yeah.
Mental. Yeah. How did you cope with that?
I mean, if you take from like the time you're a youth to all of the time that you retire from the NFL, that's a lot of football. Yeah. So a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, a lot of emotions going through that, and a lot of pain. To be honest with you. For me to be able to cope with it, I smoke a lot of marijuana. Yeah. I smoked marijuana, a lot of marijuana. You know, I started as a youth, but not knowing what it was actually helping me out with, or actually helping me doing, or helping me do what it was doing for me. I had no idea, but you know, later on you come to find out that, whoa, this medicine is probably actually what kept me sane throughout my football career.
Wow, that's powerful. That's a big statement.
Yeah. So it's been a journey, but the great thing about now is not being able to have the restrictions as I was, you know, in college or in the NFL or any of that stuff, as far as, you know, being able to talk about marijuana or even, you know, smoking marijuana in general. It's a big benefit to be able to actually let loose and be able to discuss what you feel about the plant.
Oh, yeah. And so, yeah, and that's a big change. I think it was just in March of last year, the NFL said that they weren't going to, what was the wording? Yeah.
we're not going to actually say that we're not testing for it, but we're not going to actually test for it or mess around with it. So there's a lot of ifs and buts into that because, I mean, if you recall, I don't know if you recall, but there was a football player that was coming into the draft, and he tested positive for marijuana, and with the new CBA or something like that, it wasn't going to hinder him, but it could have hindered him, you know. So I don't know what their understanding or what they're talking about as far as if they're going to just turn a blind eye to it or what they're doing. And it'd be nice if they just come out and say that, hey, you guys can smoke, do whatever you want. It's not hindering you. It's not hurting you. It's not affecting you in the football field. It's not, you know, endurance or advancing your athletic skills or anything like that. So go ahead and do whatever you want to do. But they're not coming out there and saying that, you know, so.
Yeah, the wording is kind of vague. They said they wouldn't suspend people if they tested positive, but they're only testing during like 2 weeks of training camp or something. Maybe.
So you may not get suspended, but will you get fined? So I don't know what the wording is about, you know. So, you know, it'd just be nice because it's not like a steroid. It's not like a HGH or anything like that, where it's enhancing your abilities or helping you heal a lot faster, or any of that stuff like that. It's just, you know, it's a plant that doesn't necessarily do any of those things. So I don't. And if it's more of a healing process for you and kind of a routine that you use to calm and keep calm and relax, I would be all for it. I don't understand why they just don't come out and say that.
Yeah. Well, do you see that at least change in the wording? Do you see that having a positive impact on players' lives?
I do see it having a positive, because if you think about it, going back to Ricky Williams days, Ricky Williams and Randy Moss and all those guys getting suspended, or Ricky Williams having to take a sanctuary and just leave the NFL all in general just to go out and so he can be able to smoke his medicine. I mean, there's so many people throughout the years that have been suspended for a harmless drug, I would say.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And so is that a big part of your work with Athletes for Care, is just kind of educating?
It is. You know, we try to educate, I think, you know, even with that wording, I think that, you know, a lot of former athletes are the ones who have kind of opened the door to the possibility of change within the NFL. And I think that, you know, they're starting to actually take a look and see what we're doing and the work that we're doing in this field. And not only that, taking a look at the medicine and everything, all the work behind what's going on. And, you know, that's the great thing about Athletes for Care, where it gives former athletes, not only football players, but all athletes. I don't care if you're a roller derby girl, it gives you a voice. And that's the important thing, is that we want to have a voice in this industry. And not only that, spread the news and allow everybody to know what it's actually doing for us and how it helps us in general.
No, that's great work. And I'm glad to see more sporting organizations starting to at least relax around.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I'm actually friends with a couple of hockey guys and they're actually doing great work too behind the scenes and trying to get CBD involved into their organization. And not only that, trying to bring awareness to marijuana smoke and it's better than, you know, cause a lot of those guys do a lot of opioids and stuff like that. And they're trying to, you know, wean some of their guys off of that type of drug and bring awareness to marijuana, into the marijuana field. So.
Well, that brings up a good point. Some athletes or people will advocate for CBD, but they're reluctant to talk about THC. Do you feel like
that
can be helpful?
Yeah, I think the whole bring it all in. Bring it all in. Yeah. I mean, I think when you talk about one, you got to talk about the other, because one comes from the other. So I think it's important to understand what you're putting, not only what you're putting in your body. If you're putting opioids in your body, you should be willing to try something different, because, you know, to be honest with you, CBDs, marijuana is not killing people like opioids are. So I would be open to, you know, if I was somebody thinking about like, oh, well, I'm afraid to talk about marijuana still, don't be, you know. I don't think that, you know, the fact that even if you're retired, you know, if you're retired, I think that especially that in that factor that you don't need to be scared anymore. You're done with the league. And, you know, unless they're paying your bills still, don't say anything. You can say whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. They're not going to, you know, you're not going to be subjected to ridicule or any of that stuff. I mean, you're more bringing awareness into what you prefer. And not only that, what's helping you out with, say, if you had an opioid addiction or if you were trying to wean off of opioids or something like that. I think that, you know, you bringing awareness to something like this is a great thing.
Did you see a lot of that during your time in the NFL? People kind of addicted to pain relief?
After. And during, you know, one of the things about when I was playing is we were able to just go into the training room and hey, I need some of this, I need some of that, and it was readily available to you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you do see a lot, and you see a lot of guys after the fact losing all their income because they're on their opioid addicts or something like that. And so, so I've seen a lot of it. I've seen a lot of it, you know, during and after.
That's wild. Well, so do you feel that there are any drawbacks to cannabis use for athletes?
I mean, you know what I would say is, like, if any drawback that you have from smoking cannabis is you chill and you relax and you sit on the couch instead of, like, when I was playing, if I was on opioids and stuff like that, I would like take some opioids, have some beers, go out to the club and feeling good. And then if I'm smoking just marijuana, I'm chilling on the couch playing video games and not taking that risk. So I think in the lighter side, I think that, yeah, I think that there is no really big risk to smoking cannabis. I mean, you know, as long as guys do it, understanding that, hey, I am a professional, and as being a professional, I kind of want to go to practice where I'm smelling all like marijuana and, you know, drawing attention to myself in that way, because there might be other people that don't particularly like the plant or particularly want to be around it or particularly want to know that you're smoking marijuana while you're at practice and stuff like that. So I think that's the only drawback is that if guys do something like that, you got to understand that you're still a professional.
Well said. I can appreciate that point.
Yeah.
When you retired and began advocating for cannabis, did you deal with any backlash from your former teammates or fans?
No, I think everybody was kind of in awe, like at first. It's like, whoa, well, you know, the fact that I live in Colorado, so it made it a lot easier. And people were, you know, some of my players and other former teammates understood, because let me tell you this. Hold on. Let me start this. Sorry about that, Patricia. Hold on. A lot of us smoked. So the backlash wasn't necessarily the backlash. It was more like questions. Hey, dude, where is that at? Can I come out there and get some of that? Or, you know, it was more like that. It wasn't a lot of backlash. You were more afraid of, like, losing your benefits or something like that, where the league was going to try to penalize you or something, or oust you as a player. But no, they haven't. You know, there's no calls. There's nothing like that. And there's too many of us for them to care about. And there's too many of us that care about this plant that are starting to advocate and are starting to spread our voices. And to be honest, to be particularly honest, I'm sure a lot of the front office guys, a lot of the former players used to partake in this type of medicine. And they may not have done it lately because they're in a professional setting, but I think they're more than willing to start listening. And now that we have a voice, they have a voice. You know, I think that's where it's the case.
I love that. The domino effect is real. It helps to.
It really is. It is. Yeah. It is.
Well, so you said people were coming to you, you know, asking for advice, insights. Was that part of the inspiration for Dubin with Ruben, your podcast?
Well, so my homegirl Bethany Simmons, man, she introduced me to Lisa from Lightshade, who's the VP at Lightshade, and we have lunch all the time, and one of the times we were like, hey, you know, I was talking to Bethany about it. I was like, hey, Bethany, what do you think about me, like, talking about, like, some of these products and writing reviews and stuff like that? And she's like, dude, we're gonna talk to Lisa about that right now. And Lisa was all aboard with it, and it just took off that I had no idea it was gonna go this way. And it's been fun. It's been fun. It's a great marriage, because you know, when you're able to test free product and still you know, kind of do what you love doing already, it's perfect for me. Yes.
I love that. Have you had any big surprises testing stuff out? Like, found anything surprising, like new tech or?
Yeah, well, there's this thing called the dab tabs, where it's like,
oh yeah,
it's a machine. Have you seen that thing?
Yes, I just like, saw those. Yeah,
they got their own little tab, and you got to put the tab in. It's pretty impressive. It's pretty fun. There's some, and then you're finding out, like, the levels in certain THCs, and what kind of flower do you like? What kind of vape you like? Live rosin, you know. The terps and stuff like that, terpenes. I mean, it's just so many different things that are so readily available to you. And for me, it's bringing me a lot more knowledge about certain plants and stuff. And so far, my favorite is the Miracle Alien cookie. So I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't care if it's live resin. I don't care if it's flour. I don't care what it is. It is great.
All right. That's good to know. I don't know if I've tried that. I might check that one out.
Oh, dude, it's so tasty.
And the dab tabs are super cool. I just got to try those, I think, about 4 or 5 months ago. But they're like little ceramic pellet in there, I guess, soaked or filled with your concentrate.
Yeah, concentrates, yeah. And then you get, and it heats the kind of the tab up. And I don't know, it's an interesting idea. It's great. It was one of the things that I did try, and I did enjoy it. It was different. Just put it that way. I'm still, like, if I'm dabbing, I still like my torch and and all that good stuff. So it's a bit different way to do it.
I like that. I liked the precision dosing of that for dabbing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you do get to see a lot of cool tech. Like, we saw the Rio, which is like a all-in-one kind of cool device, but check out Dubin with Ruben if you'd like to learn more about that stuff.
No, it's cool. I want to try the Little Wayne's pen now. I just heard about it. I know Lightshade got the Little Wayne's pen, so I'm going to go try that out next.
Too cool. I'll have to check out that episode for sure. So Can you tell me a bit about what you think the future might look like for athletes and cannabis in that intersection?
I think what everybody's waiting for is to be federally legalized. And I think that's going to come soon. And I'm hoping it comes soon, because if it does, the league's going to have to break their stigma. You know, they're not going to, a lot of these professional organizations are going to have to break their stigma on it. And, you know, I think that's what I'm hoping for. You know, I'm hoping that, you know, guys are able to do what they want and are able to meditate or herbally put in their type of body, whatever, choose what you want to put in your body, you know. And that's what I think is the bigger point.
I sometimes wonder if, you know, how much more research will need to be done, because there, you mentioned earlier that you don't consider it performance enhancing. And I know that's something that they're still researching, but I wonder at what point, like, how much research we'll have to do.
If it's a performance enhancing drug, it brings you to the matrix. That's about it. Everything will be moving in slow motion. That's about it. So, you know, there were times where, you know, we, like, you know, I'd smoke before a game or something like that. And going in, you're like, dude, like, wow. Like, everything's slower down. You're more relaxed. You're more calm. You're not, you know, sort of hype and, like, you know, nervous and all that stuff. You're kind of, it's just more of a smooth transition into the game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that. I guess lastly, is there anything else you'd like our audience to kind of take away from our discussion?
You know, if anything, just continue to bring awareness. You know, it's funny because a lot of my neighbors come and ask me about, you know, they've seen Dugan with Ruben, and they're all, most of my neighbors are in their like 50, late 50s and early 60s. And so they're asking me questions and talking about Dugan with Ruben's, you know, stay high. So, you know, the important thing, if you enjoy marijuana, if you enjoy CBDs, whatever you want, bring awareness to people that are asking. Don't, you know, try to break that stigma, even to the older generation who kind of want to and don't understand and kind of are on the cusp of wanting to try something. You know, keep talking to them, keep trying to break the stigma, keep the awareness out there, and that's about it.
I love that. Yeah, super powerful takeaway. Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. I think I learned a lot. I know our audience will too. And this was so fun. Maybe we can chat again. I'd really enjoy that.
Definitely. Thank you, Patricia. All right.
Thanks, Ruben.
Bye-bye. Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Today's episode of Cannabis and Tech Talks is brought to you by ACS Laboratory, the largest hemp and cannabis testing facility in the southeastern United States, providing a nationwide courier service for CBD and hemp samples. From potency testing and terpene profiling to testing for residual solvents and heavy metals, ACS Laboratory offers a wide range of tests from their state-of-the-art 20,000 square foot ISO 17025 accredited laboratory. With 21 emerald badges 2 years in a row, you can have the satisfaction knowing your results will be consistent and accurate. Learn more about ACS Laboratory, go to acslabcannabis.com. We'll be right back.